Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Yoma, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, about to take a look at the ninth Mishnah, and we'll also include the tenth Mishnah in this, the third parak. Balo lemizrach ha'azara litzfon ha'mizbeach. So you would come to the east side of the Azara, to the north side of the Mizbeach, asgan bimino, Verosh Beit Av Mismolo. So the protocol was that the Skan Kohen Gadol was on the right side of the Kohen Gadol, and the head of the Beit Av, whoever was on that day, as it fell out, would be on his left. Vesham Shnei Sirim, the two goats would be there. Vekalpi Haitasham, there was a box. Uvashne Goalot, there were two Goalot, two evidently carbs, Shel Ashkaroayu, and they were from that particular wood Ashkaroa. Vasaan Ben Gamla Shel Zahab. Ben Gamla made them out of gold. This is going to tell the Shavach, and people would remember Ben Gamla to honor him and praise him for funding this beauty. Ben Katin asa shtem asar dad la kior. So Ben Katin, we've already heard of, made 12 spigots for the kior. Shlo hayulo ela ashnaim. It used to have only two. Vafu asa muchani la kior. He also made a machine. Shloyu memal yisalim belina. So what happened is that the kior would be pushed down into the ground, and it would fill up with water, and they'd bring the water up, and then use it, and the water would not be nifsal belina, would always be underground until needed. All the kelim that were used on Yom Kippur, Munbaz made them all into gold. Heleni Imo Asta Nivreshet Shel Zahav. She made, evidently it was some sort of clock or something made of gold, a Nivreshet of gold, Al Petach Hechal, in front of the Hechal. We'll see what it was used for. Ve'afi Asta Tavla Shel Zahav Parshat Sotah Tuvaleh. She made a gold tablet with the Sotah Parsha written on it. Nicanor was another person who was praised. All of these people were praised. And there were miracles that happened with his doors. You read about it elsewhere in Alexandria. And as a result of that, they mentioned him also, L'Shevach. Just going back, Nivreshet Rashi reads as being something of a lamp. Okay, but it comes on the Tzfon HaMizbeach, and instead it was on the north side of the Mizbeach, Michlal the Mizbeach, Lav B'Tzafon Kai. So that means that the Mizbeach itself is not in the north, it's rather in the middle, and you have to go to the north side of the Mizbeach to be B'Tzafon. So Mani Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, that's Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Tanya, Tzafon L'Fnei Hashem, Shei Tzafon Kulo Panui, that the north should be totally empty, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, meaning the Mizbeach should not be in the north should be an empty area, L'Fnei Hashem. We said that the earlier Mishnah was Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon who said that the Mizbeach is in the north. So the answer is Kulo Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We have to go back and reread the way we read the earlier Mishnah. It's all Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Tani bevein ha'olam v'lo Mizbeach. When he read before that the power of the Kohen Gadol was bein ha'olam v'lo Mizbeach, we should read bevein ha'olam v'lo Mizbeach, but it was really in that sector, but on the other side of the Mizbeach, meaning north of the Mizbeach. Okay, Haskan bimino v'rosh peitav mismolo, amar v'yuhuda hamalech li'imin rabo harei zebur. So if you walk on the right side of your Rebbe, then you are a boor, you're an ignoramus. Tanan haskan bimino v'rosh peitav mismolo, v'otanya shlosha shayum halachim baderech. If three people are walking, a rabbi emsa gadol bimino v'katan mismolo. The greater Talmud is on his right, and the lesser Talmud is on his left. So the tradition was that the three angels who came to visit Avraham were Michael ba'emtza, Gavriel, who's the greatest under Michael ba'imino, or Raphael b'smolo, the lesser one on the left. So Tagum Rav Shmuel bar Papa, come Rav Ada, Kedishit Kasebo Rabo. V'atanim alech kenegu Rabo reiz the bor, achwer Rabo reiz the mikasei aruach, ha'dmetzadei da'atzedudei. So the answer that we give is that when is it appropriate to walk to the side of your Rebbe? It doesn't mean directly on the right side as if you're a partner, but a little bit in back of him, that's what's appropriate. But to walk directly to his right, that's a boor. But you're not. But then we said you're not allowed to walk in back of your Rebbe. So the answer is you walk a little bit to the side, the side of that studi, sort of flank him. That's the appropriate way. He puts goralot on the two goats. Goralot shel kol davar, any kind of goral. I might think there'd be two on each. Talmud Lomar, Goral Echad Nadunai, Goral Echad Azazel. It says one for Hashem, one for Azazel. Ein kam Hashem ela Goral Echad, ve'ein kam Azazel Echad. Only one per each. Echol Yitain Shel Shem Mishal Azazel Azeh, Shem Mishal Azazel Azeh. Maybe you put both Goralot on each goat. Talmud Lomar, Goral Echad Nadunai, ein kam Hashem ela Echad. In other words, Hashem only gets one. Ve'ein kam Azazel Echad, only one for Azazel. So why does it say goralot in the plural? Shiu shavin, they have to be the same. Shalei aseh achad shel zahav v'achad shel kesef, you don't make one gold, one silver, achad gadol, achad katan, one bigger, one smaller. Goralot, alright, so now the brayta that said goralot said shokol davar, meaning you make it out of anything. Shita, so lo tzrich l'natan nefishim atzinu betzit shashem katub alav, hu shel zahav, if the tzit has Hashem's name, it's made out of gold. Yachol av zeken, I might think the goralot also, because one says l'ashem. Talmud Lomar, Goral, Goral, Riba. Anything could be a Goral. Riba shel Zayit, Riba shel Egoz, Riba shel Eshkoral. It can be of any wood, kind of wood, olive wood, or from a nut tree, or this Eshkoral, which indeed is how it was made. Now, then we heard that, that Ben Gamla made it out of gold, and that was a good thing. And then we hear about Ben Katin, who made the 12 spigots. Remember in our second parak we said that there are 12 Kohanim who are involved in the Korban Tamid based on the lottery, so that all 12 of them could do Kiddush Adav Raglaim at one shot. Tana Shacharit b'miluo mekadesh Adav Raglav min ha'elyon Arvit b'miratto mekadesh Adav Raglav min ha'tachton. So there was like two rows of spigots, and in the morning when you'd go up, then you, when it was all filled, you would get it from the upper one. In the evening when the water was lower, you'd get it from the lower set. If Yafu asam muchanin the kior was the muchanimai muchanim, what's the muchanim abaya? Gilgala dahavi meshakale. Like I said, a roll that would go roll down, fill it up, and bring it back up. So why don't you make the whole kli out of zahav instead of just the handles out of zahav like Munbaz did? So Abaye biyadot sekinin. He's talking about the handles of the knives. You can make the knives out of gold. Meitav afu asa kane kelim. Vogne kelim, yadot kelim, yadot sakim, shalom kippurim shal zahav. You made all of the handles, not, and it mentions explicitly knives and other kelim. Abaye bekachta, bekatata, denargi v'chatsini. So Abaye says it wasn't really all of them, it was specifically handles of all sorts of scythes and other cutting instruments, which of course the tool itself could not be made out of gold. So when this gold lamp that was in front of the Heichal, when the sun would shine, it would have some sparks coming out of it. Parenthetically, look at Rabbeinu Tam here. He notes that that's support for his position, that Kriyat Shema, Zman Kriyat Shema really is from sunrise on. So we said that if you read Kriyat Shema together with Anshei Mishmar, meaning the Yisraelim are doing Mishmar, or the Kohanim are doing the Mishmar, or Anshei Ma'amad, the Yisraelim are doing the Ma'amad, lo yatsa, because Anshei Mishmar say it too early. So that means that the Kohanim are saying Shema too early. So if this sign tells everybody to say Shema, so it doesn't seem to work. Shema Amad Ma'acharim, they say it later. So Rav Asher Amad B'Shalayim means that this sign was telling everybody in Shalayim it's time to say Shema. Meaning the Kohanim in the Mikdash, the Red Masachet Tamid, they say Tefillah, and that would include Shema, they would actually say it early. That was not the proper time for everybody else, which was sunrise, and that was indicated by this the gold flux shining off of this lamp made by Heleni Amalka. Afiyasta tavla, she also made pasach the parshat sota on a gold tablet. Shemat mina kodvin megillah letinok lidlamid bas. You're allowed to write a megillah not for purposes of formal ritual. Rishlakish shemar biyana be aleph bet. In other words, she wrote it, not the entire thing out, but like an acrostic. That the Kohen, when he writes Parshat Sota, would use that Tavla as the model. So, it means he would look at it and remind him of the first letters of each thing. In other words, it would not have the whole Megillah there, but the whole Parshah there, with just an acrostic. Meitavek shekotev, whoever kotev ma shekatuv batavla uma katuv batavla im shachav ishotach no shachav im satit im no satit. So it seems to be that the tablet had everything on it. The answer is hatam b'serugin, is that what they would have there was they would have an acronym for all of these things, and then he would know, he would see like Yitain Hashem Otach, would say Yod, Yod, Aleph, and that would remind him of how to write it. So he would write it directly off of there. Okay. Nikano Nasuda Nasim Dal Totav. This is the last piece we'll hear about in this podcast. Tanar Baran. Ma Nisim Nasuda Dal Totav. What were the miracles? Amruk Shalach Nikano Lavi Dal Tot Alexandria. Shom Yitzrayim. He went to bring doors for the Hechal from Alexandria. So on the way back, the sea, there was an eddy, and it was going to drown him. Now, he took one of the doors and threw it into the sea. The sea didn't quail, didn't quiet. They wanted to throw the other one in. He grabbed onto the other door. He hugged it. And he said, "You throw me in with the door." Miyad nachayam izapo. The water calmed. He was very upset about the other door that had gone in. Kevanchi gel in the malashal Akko. He got to Akko. I don't know why they didn't stop in Yafo. They didn't stop in Akko. Haytam mivatzbetsev yotzam itachat dofnei asfina. The door came from underneath the walls of the boat. It stayed with him. Shomrim briyash bayam balatavi kiatali abasha, or a sea monster of some sort, or sea animal, swallowed it and then spit it up. On the sea, on the land, in perfect shape. Korot batenu arazim rahitenu birotim. At the end of the first parak of Shir Hashirim, the walls of our, the beams of our house are cedar, and rahitenu, like our doors, as it were, are brotim. I'll take a brotim ala brit yam. We had some sort of a covenant with the sea. Therefore, every other gate was made gold. We didn't want to touch it, so it was kept the way it was. Or the other possibility was that it was some sort of gold copper. So when Yaakov Omer Nechoshet Klunita Hita Vaitam Mi'ira Kishel Zahav, it was a special kind of copper, very, very fine, and therefore it would shine like gold. So it was really bronze of some sort. And as a result of that, they did not want to change it. They kept it the color that it was. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the last podcast in this parak. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.